Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Australia and Canada are both countries with a whole lot of space to create some of the wildest sounds on the planet. Join your host Matthew as he explores the musical heritage of his native Australia and features fresh sounds from Canada's independent music world. That's Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, each Monday at 11 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And you are actually listening to Stranded right now. This is 11 o'clock on a Monday morning, so that means it's time for the Australian-Canadian Music Hour, Stranded, with your host Matthew. Thanks again for tuning in, and thank you for Peter there with Breakfast for the Browns. Peter, you might like to know I was actually at the live broadcast for Justice Rocks yesterday, and at our little CITR table was your disc, your Breakfast for the Browns compilation. Yeah. So I believe it was handed out to a few brand new excited subscribers. That's Peter out the door. So this is the Stranded show. And yeah, yesterday was a fantastic broadcast that we did at Justice Rocks, the festival that's an annual festival, and it was held at Strathcona Park here in Vancouver and sponsored by Pivot Legal Society. And it's a really great day of social justice activism and music. So there's been a couple of festivals like that. The Under the Volcano Festival, which had a slightly more radical angle, that took place here a couple of weeks ago. And then Justice Rocks, which tries to, I guess, reach a broader audience and to get the message of social justice, change, and good music out there. So I thought actually I'd follow that on with a great band from Australia called the Celibate Rifles. They've always been a big favourite of mine just because they're a blistering punk act with really intelligent, thoughtful, political lyrics. Damien Lovelock on the vocals is a brilliant lyricist, and he teamed up with some school friends way back in the early 80s. Kent Steedman is the brilliant guitarist from the band. And they put out a large number of albums, and they're still around to this day, making great music. They're not the most fashionable band, but they put out just amazing heavy punk with a message. So I'm going to play you a few tracks, actually. And pay particular attention to the third track, because some people have said that Kurt Cobain probably stole the riff from this song for Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's certainly pretty much an identical riff, and this song I'm going to play for you, the third song, came out in 1989, which predates the Nevermind album, and a lot of the Australian bands of this era were kind of popular in the Seattle scene, so you never know. This is Stranded, and this is the Celibate Rifles.
We'll see the fire satellite. Communication man turned out shown on dead TV. Planes that fell out of the sky with soundless bodies and side to side. What and when and where they died. Sometimes how but never why. Because, yeah, it might confuse us and the truth must be entertaining. Fluorescent yellow choking, smoke envelops me. My house fills with paralysis and impotency. Chips and rocks and guns and tanks. Never tell me who to thank. Not the Russians or the Yanks. The International World Bank surprise. They hold the mortgage on the world. Oh, please don't evict us. Electrovision mantra. Electrovision mantra.
Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is without question the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it Monday
from 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Fingers. And this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. And I just play for you three tracks there by the incredible band Celibate Rifles from Sydney. They're a punk rock band formed in Sydney in 1979, put out their first album in 83, and are still around, playing the odd gig. Touring a little bit in Australia. They did tour the States in the 80s. They recorded a really great live album at CBGB's in New York in 1986 called Kiss King, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, which is a really great statement of where they were at the time. Just very uncompromising, very intelligent punk rock. Damien Lovelock on vocals, and the other two key members are Dave Morris on rhythm guitar and the fabulous Kent Steedman on main guitar there. So that's Celibate Rifles. And what do you think, that third song? Did you pick out the riff there? Maybe Kurt Cobain ripped that off for Smells Like Teen Spirit, who knows? It's quite possible he was aware of this band because that song did predate Nirvana's album Nevermind, and the Australian underground scene had quite a following in that Seattle scene. There were a lot of influences that bled into that scene, so you never know. You can't prove it, but that riff was remarkably similar, I got to say. Electrovision Mantra was the song. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, until 12 o'clock. I'm going to play for you now. I recorded an interview with Pete Hewitt from the band Waterford from Canberra, who we've featured a couple of times here on the show, Canberra, the capital city. And he had a lot to say about what's the music that's going on at the moment there in Canberra, and it's quite a scene that's developing. So I wanted you to play a little bit of that interview. It's quite a long one, so we'll chop it up and play a little bit, a part of it at least today. So here's my interview with Pete Hewitt from Canberra band Waterford. Okay, so today on the show I'm joined by Pete Hewitt here. He is the bass player from a fantastic Canberra band called Waterford, and I've been featuring the band a number of times here on the show, most recently with their new single London, England. How's it going, Pete?
Good, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks so much for chatting so early in the morning there in Canberra. We've been playing you a fair bit on the show. I wondered if you could let the listeners know a little bit about the genesis of the band and where you've been and kind of where you're headed with the new single.
Gwen and I, is the singer and songwriter of the band. We formed about 3 years ago. We'd been talking about it for a while. I was going overseas and came back and we thought I was getting a band together, and which is kind of a bit unusual considering we're both 30 and never been in a band before. So he played guitar and sang, since that's what he did and he had been doing for about a decade, and I played bass since that was the easiest thing to learn. And we got a mate along to play drums, and 3 months later we had our first gig, which was pretty optimistic in hindsight, but at the time seemed like a good idea. That was at the Phoenix,
yep,
at one of their bootleg nights, which was put on by Ben Drysdale.
Yeah, Ben Drysdale. We've had him play on the show.
Yeah. So since then we've had the usual revolving door of drummers, as bands tend to do. And now we've got a lineup of which includes Wilco on guitar, who was also our third drummer, but now he's our guitarist, and Peter on drums, who we met when he interviewed us for the local paper.
Oh, great. Starting to learn bass, like, straight up and into a band is quite an achievement.
At the time I was a little overly confident. I thought I'd be really good at it, and I didn't think I was good at it until I actually learned how to play it and realised how bad it was. I think bass in the rock band's the easiest thing to do, because if anyone wants to get in the rock band, become a bass player, and if you get to a bit of the song and your stuff up, just stop playing and no one ever notices.
Well, you've been able to in that time put out a couple of singles, and you've been, I guess, doing some touring.
We put out an EP last year, which again is something we don't dove into before we were totally ready for it. So that suffered a little bit from us not being the greatest musicians at the time. We put out an EP last year, and we have travelled a little bit. We played in Sydney a couple of times, and we had one gig in Orange, which was interesting. Which is across the road from the then guitarist's parents' Chinese restaurant.
So cool.
That was fun.
And if anyone's curious about the origin of the name, Waterford, named after a local public intellectual, can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, Jack Waterford is the editor-at-large of the Canberra Times. He's a bit of a Canberra institution. He's been around forever. And for us, Jack's the quintessential Canberran. He was a big lefty in his student days, often seen out with in a megaphone. I think he's got two files worth of ASIO. ASIO bits and pieces. ASIO being the Australian intelligence agency.
Yeah.
He's a big lefty when he was young, but he's sort of grew up to be a small little liberal. He's erudite. He wasn't originally from Canberra. He's opinionated, so he's sort of a lot like a lot of Canberrans, and we like to think he's a lot like us. We're a lot like him. but I don't know if he'd like the band, though, because I once heard him say that all good music ended in 1972, and I think his idea of a great band is Captain Beefheart. So.
Have you sent him a copy of any of the singles?
We haven't sent him a copy. We do know he knows about the band. His daughter came to one of the shows and said that he was proudly telling people he had a band named after him, which is cool.
Oh, great. And, Canberra is a very it's a very specific sort of place for the listeners. It is the government town. It's the capital city. And I've been away for a few years, but Pete's been sending me a lot of information about the great musical scene that's been developing there. Pete, what can you tell me about that, what you've noticed around the city in the last few years?
There's a lot going on. There's a lot of bands, a great range of bands. And it's also, there seem to be just a lot of people really interested in it and willing to go to bands every week and see new bands and make new bands. And I think it's sort of a culmination of a couple of things. Not only do we have good bands and people forming them all the time, but there's a few local promoters who also run their own labels, who are also in bands and all band members, and they put on these great shows, and people just want to go along, and it's just I've never seen so many good bands and so many people into it in Canberra in my time.
Yeah, it sounds like that. It's just in the last few years, from what you're describing, and I think maybe that festival Corran Bank has added to some of the celebratory aspect of it.
Yeah. Well, this is the thing about Canberra. Sort of our the Corran Bank's more the folky scene, which I think. Yeah, you talked to Ben, didn't you?
Yeah, Ben Drysdale.
Yeah. See, this is the amazing thing about Canberra. Sort of I'm more the rock band kind of thing, and we've got so many great young rock bands. But at the same time, there's this parallel thing going on with the folky scene, and just there's a dozen great folk bands and more folk rock kind of thing, and Corran Bank has been this thing that's grown out of that, and it's just it just shows how much is going on at the moment.
Okay, so Stuart here, he is the bass player from
across the town from that long, this land road.
You know I'm gonna move home, 'cause I can't get this shit sorted on my own. And it has been a long time since I was sober. You'll come around, maybe see me a bit, we can talk like we did before all of this shit, 'cause it just feels like this could be over. Look how fast I'm falling, and you take time and you get older, and you believe the things I told you. So tell me what it is I have to prove. Ah, 'cause I won't flinch, baby, I won't move until this weight comes from off the shoulder. One sure thing I will never forget, beside the one sure thing I will forever regret, 'cause it feels like summer has just got colder. 'Cause I can see you walk in, oh, just look how fast I'm talking, and you take time and you get older. You know I'm gonna move home, 'cause I can't get this shit sorted on my own. And it has been a long time since I was sober. I'll come around and maybe see me a bit, we can talk like we did before all of this shit, 'cause it just feels like this could be over. Look how fast I'm falling, and you take time and you get older, and you believe the things I told you, and you take time and you get older.
Okay, we're back on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver, Canada. Thanks so much for tuning in after the weekend there. It's been a hot one. It's still quite hot out there. CITR broadcasted from the Justice Rocks Festival, and that was a lot of fun. We broadcasted for 3 hours straight. Yeah, that was great fun. Here today, of course, though, it's Australian music. You just heard there the Ellis Collective from Canberra with a song there called 7 Days Later. And before that was Waterford with their new single London, England. And the first part of my interview there with Pete Hewitt, the bass player, a really great chap and a bass player from Canberra band Waterford. They've got two singles out now, and you heard London, England. And so this is Stranded, and we'll be back right after this.
Were you going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, it always is still happens.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
Do you like Biltmore? Yeah, I like Biltmore.
Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know. It's fun though, isn't it?
Okay, so this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and your host, Matthew, here for another 20 minutes until alternative radio. That's one of the best things about tuning into this show is directly afterwards you get to hear some awesome political commentary, alternative news every week. I'm not sure exactly which show I'm going to pick, but they're always fantastic, and I pretty much sit here in the studio for the hour afterwards and absorbing the message. Now, towards the end of the show, I picked up a great 7-inch single at a local gig here in Vancouver, and I'm going to play you some songs by a band called Certain Breeds, and the flip side, it's a 7-inch single, the flip side is by a band called Terror Bird, so it's a split EP, and so that's locally. And before that, I'm going to go out on a bit of a limb here, because I know the mandate of the station is we play, you know, good independent music, and I feature the great music from Australia, independent. But I just wanted to maybe educate the Australian listeners on a couple of bands here who are, I guess, quite popular here in Canada, but they did come from an indie background, so I think it's okay to play. I've got the station manager here next door, and if he has any problem here, well, he'll bound into the studio. But I want to play for you a very popular band called The Tragically Hip, and because they're new to me, I'm not going to play any of their overly new stuff. I'm going to play you a non-single from a less popular album, but they are a huge band here in Canada, like mainstream, I guess, now. They feature Gordon Downie on vocals. He's quite a gifted poet and a lyricist. And they formed in 1983, have released 12 albums, 2 live albums, 46 singles, like a lot of music. But they're sort of a bit like, for the Canberra for Australian listeners, if you can think of a band like Powderfinger, Tragically Hip would be in a similar realm of, I guess, having come from, you know, a rock and roll background, playing pubs, but now very much, you know, in playing the massive stadiums. And after that, I'm going to play you Sloan, who are a great band from Halifax, Nova Scotia, who again were thrust from the indie world out into Canadian popular culture. So here we go. I'm going to play you from The Tragically Hip with Gordon Downie on vocals, a lesser known song called Gus the Polar Bear from Central Park. I actually bought this album in Australia a number of years ago, just on recommendation on a Rolling Stone magazine review, Australian Rolling Stone, and I didn't know they were a huge band in Canada, but I always kind of liked this song. So here we go. This is to educate the Australian listeners, The Tragically Hip.
Something to kill any. What's trouble?
WITR 101.9 FM, No More Strangers, and Beetroot Magazine, Triple Doggy Dare You to Try to Survive a Nautical Disaster on Friday, August 27th. Proven dance party maestros, Super Cassette, and Humans will be on board the Abitibi, departing from the Plaza of Nations at 7 p.m. sharp, and returning by 10 p.m. for an after party at the Cobalt with DJs Hunk the Drunk, Christian Flores, My Gay Husband, Genie, and DJ Zia. Buy your ticket in advance at clubzone.com, Beat Street, Neptune, Red Cat, Scratch, and Zulu. For more information, visit CITR.ca. See you on board.
Okay, so this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. We only have 10 minutes left, and I took the opportunity today to play a couple of songs from two very significant Canadian bands to educate Australian listeners. We heard The Tragically Hip, first of all, and secondly, there was Sloan. So The Tragically Hip featuring Gord Downie on vocals, and he's a Canadian icon. I actually played you a song from a lesser-known album, the song was called What's Troubling Gus? Gus, the polar bear from New York City. The Tragically Hip, plenty of information there online about them, and they've got, you know, mass popular appeal, but also have retained, I guess, the integrity of really, you know, intelligent lyrics and good songwriting. Then the second band there was called Sloan. They're a now Toronto-based power pop outfit, originally from Halifax in Nova Scotia on the east coast of Canada. And they formed in those halcyon days of 1991, when alternative music was really starting to break. Chris Murphy, Andrew Scott met at the Nova Scotia College of Art and Design, NASCAD in Halifax, and they were soon joined by Patrick Pentland and Jay Ferguson thereafter. And so Sloan's got that sort of that kind of quality of like the Beatles, where each member really sings and writes their own song and contributes to a strong collective. And they've continued to put out great music. That's Sloan. And you heard their classic song, The Good in Everyone. So that's for the Australian listeners who may not have heard of some of the more popular Canadian bands. But back to the independent world, because that's really what we're here for, is to broadcast independent music. That's what I do, Australian music. But we're at the tail end of the show, so that means Canadian. And I went to a local gig on the weekend, and I saw a great goth psychedelic alternative band called Certain Breeds. And I picked up their split 7-inch single that they put out with Terror Bird. So I picked up the single, and I'm going to play you that now. So this is local Vancouver band Certain Breeze with the song Walk in Sleep off a 7-inch vinyl. So let's go here. Thank you.
Hi, I'm John K. Sampson from the Weaker Thans, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
And this is the end of the show, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And after those Canadian luminaries, Tragically Hip and The Sloan, we got right back into some great Vancouver local music, because I was picked up a great 7-inch single on the weekend. I went to a gig where Certain Breeds were playing, and you heard their song at the top of the set, the A-side for the 7-inch single, and the song was called Walk in Sleep by Certain Birds. They featured Jenny May on vocals and keys. She's quite a passionate singer. And Dave on synth, Leanne bass, Corey on drums. And you can find them on MySpace, Certain Breeds. And in the middle, sandwiched in between, was Shane Turner, Overdrive, a local musician. And he's quite a... I heard him described on the weekend as quite a musical savant. He's a multi-instrumentalist. And this girl I was speaking to said that... her band here, they were looking for someone to very quickly fill in and learn some tracks to play live, and someone introduced Shane Turner to them, and apparently within one day he just nailed it. Everything he needed to, bang, he was on stage doing it, and she was really impressed. So that's a local artist, Shane Turner, Overdrive, and you heard his track Wigs, the second single off his album. I believe it's self-titled, Shane Turner, Overdrive. So that was sandwiched in between the B-side to that single I mentioned, the 7-inch single by Certain Breeds and Terror Birds. So the third song in the set was Terror Birds and their song called Who's Sorry Now? And you can find them on MySpace as well, myspace.com/xterrorbird. Okay. Vancouver music to end the show. Thanks so much. Alternative radio coming up now. And you heard, of course, this week also the first part of my interview with Pete from Waterford, and the second part will be coming up at another date. Okay, bye for now. This is CITR. You've been listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show.
This is what Hermann Göring said. Why, of course, the people don't want war. And then he went on. But after all, it is the leaders of the country who determine the policy, and it is always a simple matter to drag the people along. Whether it is a democracy or a fascist dictatorship or a parliament or a communist dictatorship. And then Herr Göring said the following. Voice or no voice, the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they are being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to greater danger. It works the same in any country. Unquote.
That's Norman Solomon, and this is Alternative Radio.